Hello there, and welcome to episode 8 of the Tech Surge podcast. I am your host, Guillermo Ortiz, and, well, I just got back from Madrid. I got back a few hours ago at like 4 p.m. local time, and I'm quite jet-lagged. I'm pretty tired, but I just thought, you know, I'd make episode 8. It is currently Wednesday, which is where I usually upload the episode, if not earlier. So, sort of told myself not to go past Wednesday. So yeah, I guess here we are making an episode. It's not going to be a long one. Again, I mean, there's not many news. It's pretty quiet on that front. There are a couple of stories that I do want to talk about. And then I do want to get a little bit into the future of this podcast and what 2019 might bring for it. My New Year's resolution, by the way, if any of you are curious, is to start taking things, valuing things more. What I mean by that is not sort of getting rid of technology quickly and discarding it because I don't like it, but rather giving things more of a second chance. I've done that with many devices, many tablets, to be honest. I've never really talked about this, but I have quite a lot of tablets, and they get discarded or they get thrown away. Not thrown away, like given away or sold, because I just don't get along with them. I've tried Android tablets, but my resolution is to give things more of a second look and not to base, an opinion or a judgment just by the cover or by the initial few days, which is what I was doing. So, yeah, I just thought I'd say that. I don't know. It is January the 2nd over here, so Happy New Year to everyone who listens to the podcast and everyone who doesn't. I hope you had a great time with your families or with your friends or whatever you're doing over that period. And yeah, have a safe 2019, I guess. But let's get on to the news. There are a few stories which I saw which I thought were quite interesting. The first of which, and this is something that affects me, and I'm quite happy about this, and it has been announced that Chrome will introduce a dark mode for Windows 10 natively. Of course, before, you'd have to go onto, you still have to go into the, I believe it's called the web apps, not web apps, the extensions, there it is, the extensions store on Chrome and get yourself a dark theme third party, and that would make the whole interface dark and everything, which worked. I mean, I'm currently using Opera just because it sort of wastes less battery, in my opinion. I've done a few tests, and for some odd reason on Chrome, my computer just overheats quite a bit, and the fans run amok. However, on Opera, that just doesn't seem to happen. But yeah, Chrome's getting a night mode. I do use Chrome on a big computer or a big PC, desktop PC, and I do use Chrome on the school laptops, not on my personal one. So, you know, I know a lot of people use Chrome, and it is nice that they're getting a dark mode. I mean, it does make things better when you're working late night. But either way, for that, I do sort of recommend you use a program called Flux, which is what I use. Sorry for the background noise. There's a bunch of commotion going on in the house at the moment. But anyway, Flux is something I use. It dims the screen periodically over a period of time. You can set the schedules and everything. It's like having nightlight on Android, but you can really mess about with the intensity and what sort of sepia tone you want. Yeah, it's a free download on any PC. I don't know about Mac, but talking about Mac, it's also going to be adding Google Chrome. Is also going to be adding a dark mode for macOS Mojave. So if you do have that and you are running Chrome, you will also get dark mode for that. Of course, Windows 10 already has a dark mode, but I guess this will integrate it more seamlessly with Chrome users. I'm not sure about Chrome OS. I think they do have a dark mode already, but I'm not too sure. But yeah, third-party themes had been used before, and now you're just going to be able to do that yourself. It's going to be available natively, basically. You're not going to have to download anything to get that support, which is nice. All right. The second of three stories talks about, well, they're all leaks, to be honest. The first of which is the Nokia 9, which is a phone that everyone is anxiously waiting for. And everyone's excited about this and to see if it will come out and when it will come out and what it will have. Well, there have been a few leaks. So the Nokia 9 is rumored to have a pentalens camera setup. So that's five lenses in the back. And there is a sort of video that looks to be promotional content. And, you know, I wouldn't be surprised to see this being put out with the official launch, but it does show this sort of widescreen edge-to-edge, and they dubbed it Pure Display Panel, which would feature HDR10. It's going to be a glass and metal affair, and it is going to be an Android One phone, which is fantastic. Nokia have sort of done extremely well in terms of software updates and things with the Android One program, and I'm just excited that they have that partnership still going, because it's just the perfect combination. It looks like this will also have an in-display fingerprint scanner, judging by the picture of the fingerprint on the display and the lack of one on the back, and it looks to be on the sides as well. There's no fingerprint scanner on the power button. So it looks like we're going to get an in-display fingerprint scanner. And, of course, the cameras, there is rumored that they're going to include one of every type of lens. So I suppose a monochrome, a tele, a wide angle, a standard, just all of them. Which is a great idea. I mean, and these lenses are going to be high quality. They're going to be Zeiss, I suppose, lenses. And apparently, it will hugely improve the low light image quality, and it will capture 10 times more light than a regular smartphone camera sensor. So, if this leaked video is true, I mean, it's going to be PureView, and that PureView name has been slapped on to some great cameras, but some great camera phones like the 920, the 1020. So what I'm sort of worried about is the overhyped nature. I mean, people could get quite disappointed with this just because they're expecting the performance of the 1020, of the 920. I mean, I'm not saying it won't be as good. I'm just saying that more sensors does not mean better image quality, and the post-processing has to do a lot with it nowadays. So just look at the Google Pixel series. They have one pretty average sensor, and they're pushing out fantastic pictures with it anyway because of the computational photography and post-processing that entails later on. So, it's going to be amazing in low light, apparently. The screen's going to have HDR10. It's going to be quad HD, 6-inch display, it looks like. And as previously said, and that's my fingerprint scanner. There's one thing that seems to be quite disappointing. It's going to be powered by the Snapdragon 845. So this sort of indicates to me that it's been in development for a while. Because why wouldn't they push with the 855 if, you know, if that's the newer chipset? It will come with Android 9, presumably. And, of course, it's Android One program, so you'll get the updates and everything. And you'll get the Google Lens, Google Assistant, all inside. And there's apparently going to be, this is all with the leaks, 6 GB of RAM and 128 GB of internal storage, G charging. So yeah, that's basically it. It is going to be announced at MWC, apparently, which, you know, wouldn't surprise me if it is. Looks like a great phone. The battery's 3,800 milliamp hours, which is pretty reasonable, but, you know, pushing that Quad HD display around, that processing with the camera, I don't know, it could get interesting, the battery life. But, yeah, I guess I'm just looking forward to it, see if it's actually going to happen, just because everyone's looking forward to this phone. I am a camera nerd, so I probably won't buy it because it'll be mega expensive, although it shouldn't be, as the 845. But anyway, those cameras are going to be expensive. So we'll see what happens with it. Hopefully it does come true. It is a thing. But, you know, let's just hope that it reaches the levels that the 940 did, that the 1020 did, and we're not disappointed. Alright, so final story. It's another leak. This is of the Huawei P30 Pro. It's another sort of leak. I think I did an episode, I think 2 episodes ago, I talked about how the cases were leaked, and it showed a quad camera setup. Well, this is definitely a quad camera setup. They're going to be Sony IMX607 sensors, 38 megapixels. That's the rumor. It's just the primary sensor, sorry. The water drop style notch, the, of course, in-display fingerprint scanner. And the concept looks good. It is a concept. I don't know if it's got any bases, but screen looks like a Mate 20, mixture between a Mate 20 and a Mate 20 Pro. It's got the water drop notch. However, it's also curved, so this suggests, I guess, that there probably won't be any IR face unlocking technology for this. It's going to come in solid and gradient colors, and a curved OLED panel. So, I don't know, I am hyped for the P30 Pro, especially what it can do camera-wise, and how it will compare to the Mate 20 and the P20. And the S9 and the Note 9 and all that. I mean, I did say it was quite slow. That's pretty much it, really. It's, I don't know if it's got any basis, any sort of anything to back it up. But it is a leak. I can believe the quad camera setup. And I believe there was an elongated flash, which is why the case was interesting. You know, I might consider the P30 Pro next summer when I do go on my flagship hunt. I have set a price. I won't reveal it yet. I'll keep it pretty quiet until that point in time. And talking about time, let's talk about the future of this podcast. So, regarding the website, that is in progress. I just haven't really had time to do much with it, but I am currently working on it on the Free Weebly thing. I have a few other clients, or not clients, a few other places where I am working on separate versions, just in case. But I just haven't really had the time. Been with family for like 2 weeks. Now we're back to work though, and I should be able to push that out pretty soon. And also about guests, I am going to get guests on this year, 2019. That's a goal. Get at least one or two guests on. I'm going to get my brother on to talk about the Switch and his tech life. And yeah, that'll be somewhere around February. But just so you guys know, there will be some guests. Hopefully you guys like that. And I do want feedback. I haven't received any feedback yet. I do have a bad habit of not forgetting to leave my email. in the show notes. So I will leave my email, but once we get the website up, hopefully that'll be the place where you guys go for feedback. I will link it. There'll be a whole lot more around the podcast, because right now it's just you guys listening and me seeing the numbers on the Anchor website. So hopefully you guys, hopefully I can get the website up and you guys can give feedback. But yeah, that's about it for this episode of the Tech Surge podcast. Sorry, it's been a short one. I guess catch you next time on the next episode of the Tech Surge podcast.